2 hours southeast in Fond du Lac County, Wisconsin, Dr. Adam Kovac, the chief medical examiner, said the system had been strained by the uptick in deaths. Funeral homes are exceedingly busy. Dr. Kovac has looked at his own storage capacity and wondered, how soon could his office be overwhelmed? If such things can continue increasing at the rate they're going, it's going to start getting pretty scary pretty fast, he said. In El Paso, there have been so many coronavirus deaths in recent days that the country medical examiner parked 5 mobile morgue units, the size of trucks, outside its doors. Legacy Mortuary Service, a company that transports body from hospitals to funeral homes, is busier than ever, carrying 40 to 50 bodies most days now, its owner Pilar Contreras said. German Alvarado said he had to wait nearly 2 weeks to hold a funeral for his father-in-law, Antonio Sierra Macias, a professional mechanic who died of the virus. Mr. Alvarado said his wife and 3 children under the age of 12 first showed symptoms, then he got it. By mid-October, Mr. Sierra Micas also fell sick and was admitted to the hospital, where he learned he had diabetes in addition to high blood pressure. Things seemed to be improving, but Mr. Sierra Micas took a turn for the worse. He was 49. Mr. Alvarado said it was difficult to contend with such loss, even as people around him seemed not to be taking the virus seriously, believing it was being overhyped or thinking somehow it was not dangerous. It seemed like people think the news are overthinking, overtalking, said Mr. Alvarado, who said he was waiting for paperwork to send his father-in-law's body for burial in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, where their cemeteries are running out of room. You don't realize the situation until you live through it.